The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Live, bring up anything you want here as we launch into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the website, so the stuff you see there on the front page, those news items as you roll down the page, those were submitted by listeners like you. And they may not be news items. It could be a YouTube video that you like or something outrageous in a blog post. Whatever you want to submit, you submit there to the site. And then other listeners like you can vote them up or vote them down with our Reddit-based voting system at freetalklive.com. Now, earlier in the show, we talked about open carry and the guys in the Chipotle restaurant who were open carrying and just sparked major controversy. Chipotle now making a statement asking their customers to refrain from carrying guns in the store. And I support open carry. I think it's a good idea. It can deter people from committing crimes. Like, if you live in an area, if you're a criminal and you're living in an area or you're visiting an area where people are open carrying on a regular basis, you're going to think twice and three times about actually committing a robbery or something like that in that area.
I'd also say that I'm distinctly not of the opinion that everybody should have a gun on their hip. I don't think this is a good idea.
You should want to have a gun on your hip.
And you should be the kind of that's not just it. I think also you should be a person who's good at it.
You should practice and be responsible.
Yeah, sure. The responsibility is a huge portion of this.
So open carry is a good thing, but it won't stop everyone who's crazy. And there's a crazy story out of Santa Barbara right now that apparently broke yesterday. Where a young man who's 22 years old has gone on a shooting rampage. Seven died allegedly at his hand with the gunfire in Santa Barbara. And now there's breaking news today saying that three bodies have been removed from his apartment as well. So the total death toll in this case may be 10. The government agents down there are not confirming whether the seven that they have was including the three bodies in the apartment, but it sounds like there may be as many as 10 dead at this point, and some are in the hospital as well. So, yeah, not good. This guy's nuts. However, having more gun ownership, and by the way, this is California, so hardly anybody's walking around armed in California, having more gun ownership on the streets could have lessened the death toll. Like, if somebody gets the jump on you, there's not much you can do about it, right?
This is one of the reasons that I'm not that big of a fan of the idea of carrying a weapon, is most of the time you don't have a chance to draw. So, I mean, you're carrying for that percentage of a percentage.
But somebody could be nearby. It helps to have. So, like, this guy was able to shoot to death, allegedly, seven people.
Yep.
And had he shot to death the first person and someone around saw that happen, you know, this guy's in his car, he's got a BMW, he's shooting out of it, shooting at people. You see that happening, you're fully within your rights to go ahead and blast the guy, right? Yeah. That could have put a stop to this killing spree sooner rather than later when he ended up either killing himself or being struck by a police bullet. He did get in a firefight with police officers.
Hard to know whether he killed himself or whether, you know.
Right. He drove away from that firefight and at some point crashed his car, and they found him dead when they got to it. So it was either him who did it to himself or
we'll find out later.
One. So there's information. People have been digging here. It turns out this guy's actually the son of one of the assistant directors for the Hunger Games. And they have confirmed that the family believes Peter Rogers is the dad's name. They've confirmed they believe their son was responsible for the shooting rampage. His name is Elliot Roger. He's 22. He appears to be the lone man behind the rampage.
Imagine how terrible this is for the family, too. I mean, obviously the family's the victims. We haven't heard anything about them yet, but I mean, everybody's a victim in this circumstance.
So, let's see. Yeah, so this is the confirmed suspect in this case. They said a gunman driving a BMW near the university of Santa Barbara went on a rampage that left seven people dead. They say that the tragedy was obviously the work of a madman. And then we get into the video, which he posted just hours before the shooting to his YouTube channel. It's about a 6-minute long video. I'm not going to play it on the air at this time. There are some excerpts here from theblaze.com that will give you a taste of what this video is like. I did watch some of it prior to the show tonight. You know, it's basically him rambling on about how terrible his life is as, you know, the son of a director in Hollywood.
Oh, that's awful.
Driving his black BMW.
Yeah. Ah,
and
the pressure of driving your black BMW while being the son of a director in Hollywood.
So the video is, as of earlier tonight, was still up on YouTube. I did download a copy just in case they pull it down. Maybe we will want to play some of it later, but I don't know. Anyway, there's some quotes here from the video. Quote, "Girls gave their affection and sex and love to other men, but never to me," he says in the video. "All those girls that I've desired so much, they would have all rejected me and looked down upon me as an inferior man if I ever made a sexual advance towards them while they throw themselves at these obnoxious brutes," Roger adds, then promising violence. Quote, "I'll take great pleasure in slaughtering all of you. You will finally see that I am, in truth, the superior one, the true alpha male." Unquote.
Yeah, you know, clearly he feels jilted, right? He feels like he's been left out of something.
It's not his first video. According to the Blaze.com story here, the 22-year-old had also posted other videos on the internet previously, lamenting his life as a virgin who has never held hands with the opposite sex. In a video titled, "Why Do Girls Hate Me So Much?" and uploaded Thursday, Roger speaks into the camera and conveys his sexual frustration, saying, quote, "I've been attending college in Santa Barbara for about 2.5 years now, and in those 2.5 years I've experienced nothing but loneliness and misery, and my problem is girls," he says in the video. "There are so many beautiful girls here, but none of them give me a chance, and I don't know why. I don't know why you girls are so repulsed by me. It doesn't make sense." Now, I don't know this guy. I've only had a little bit of his videos that I've seen, reading some of the excerpts here, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say maybe his personality leaves something to be desired.
I would also like to know, would this have occurred if prostitution were legal?
That is an excellent question, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know what he says affection, and you know, is he using code words here for I want to have sex, or is he genuinely lonely? I don't know.
Good question. There's a difference, right?
Right. You can't. I mean, I'm sorry.
You can have sex with a prostitute and still be lonely.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. So your thoughts are certainly welcome here at 855-450-FREE. Going on with his quotes here from one of his videos, "Why Do Girls Hate Me So Much?" Quote, "I do everything that I can to appear attractive to you. I dress nice. I'm sophisticated and magnificent.
Whatever that means.
I have a nice car, a BMW.
It sounds like he wants them to come chasing after him. And, that hasn't been my experience in life.
Well, he says, "nicer than 90% of people in my college," talking about his car. "I'm polite," he continues. "I'm the ultimate gentleman. Yet, you girls never give me a chance. I don't know why. I put a lot of effort into dressing nice. These sunglasses here, they are $300. Giorgio Armani, you
know?"
There
you go. There you go.
So he says he's the ultimate gentleman. He says he's polite.
And this is, by the way, I hear it over and over again, men complaining that women are out for money. And I have met so few women that are out for money in my life. Mm. I mean, yeah, I think this is a motivation for people, whether you've got a job and stuff like that. But I have not run across too many of these full-on gold diggers. I've had conversations. I'm not going to say I haven't. But really, the conversations that I generally have with women about what their goals in a relationship are come down to, I'm looking for somebody who, you know, excites me, makes me laugh, that I want to be around, you know, those kind of things. The normal stuff. And the idea, this guy was implanted with the idea that you need to be rich to get a woman. Mm-hmm. He's rich. Why doesn't he have a woman? Where is the woman delivery system for the rich guys?
And he's got a fancy car. He's not an ugly young man or anything like that. I mean, he's from, obviously, the Hollywood world,
did
right?
Did he attempt to talk to any of them is what I want to know.
Not clear on that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. As long as YouTube doesn't pull his channel down, you're welcome to spend as much time watching his rambling screeds as you'd like.
Unlikely.
We'll continue with your calls and thoughts here. You can share how you feel about this. I mean, this guy's going on a shooting rampage because he's 22 and he hasn't gotten laid. That's really what this seems to break down to. It's horrifying. Free Talk Live.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He seems an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop that, Elijah.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, May 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,288.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.40, $667.70 for a half ounce, or $333.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.40, $667.70, and $333.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live means you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts on the psycho shooter in Santa Barbara who apparently went ahead on a mass killing spree, murdering at least 7 people, maybe as many as 10. There have been some bodies found in his apartment now, apparently. This is the suspect, the alleged suspect. They found him dead in the car that was apparently involved in the shootings after a police chase and shootout. And now more information, obviously, is coming out about this guy, and he certainly has plenty of it to share, as you'll find out here shortly. We'll continue with some more quotes from his videos where he expresses quite a bit of frustration about his failure to connect with females in his age range. He is 22 years old, a self-described virgin, and apparently that's frustrating enough to him to go on a shooting rampage.
He's going to show them that he's an alpha male, is his claim.
That is what he says. So we'll continue here. Your call is certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. Blockchain.com, they are an amazing company. Blockchain.info, it's the same group. Blockchain.info is where you go to get your personal Bitcoin wallet. You can do that right now, easy. In fact, I was using my blockchain wallet today to send out matching Bitcoin payments to new Free Talk Live amplifiers, which we can talk more about later. But Blockchain's got a great product for your personal wallet. Now they've got the Blockchain.com merchant application. So if you've got a point of sale, you've got a physical location where you want to accept Bitcoin from your customers, just go to Blockchain.com and download their app. Put it on your favorite Android device. There are no terms of service, no ID requirements of any kind, and zero fees to use this thing. Blockchain.com. Let's go to Paul in Mississippi. We'll talk more about the shooter in Santa Barbara and some of the things he has to say for himself. He's dead now, by the way. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, my thoughts is there's got to be something deeper with this kid. You don't go in just a course of a few months and kill a bunch of people. You don't slip that many cogs at one time. There's got to be some underlying trauma from his childhood, early teen years, or whatever, that caused this kid to have problems. Going down the road from half progressive,
Yeah, well, we don't know, right? I mean, all we know is he's probably been raised in whatever the Hollywood world that he's been living in, that he's living in as a 22-year-old. You know, presumably it's the world he's been inhabiting for most of his life. He drives drove a fancy BMW car and seemed to expect that having these nice trappings was going to be sufficient enough. And being, he claims, a nice guy, I don't know about that, that should be enough to attract him a mate. And you're right, we don't know what happened in his past. Maybe there was some sort of an abusive situation going on. And, Paul, thanks for your call and sharing your thoughts tonight. But
one thing that tends to be the one thing that glues these together is often the psychotropic drugs. We don't know what he was taking. We don't know what he should have been taking. And, I've heard from people, we've 60 Minutes to the thing, which says these things are way overprescribed. And it's difficult to say whether or not they cause people to be suicidal or homicidal in this case, because oftentimes the people who are prescribed these things are suicidal. Mm-hmm. So when suicidal people get more suicidal, it's difficult to really, blame a drug for it. But at the same time, there's a lot of people on these drugs that are doing this stuff. So I want to hear about that, too.
Yeah, over time we may learn more about that. What we know right now is what he's said in his YouTube videos that are still available online. You can go and watch them. We'll link, linked over to the Blaze article on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. You click in there and you'll find a couple of the videos that they're linking to. I would recommend downloading them if you really want to make sure you don't miss out, because odds are good YouTube's going to pull his account at some point, as they tend to do. Continuing on with some of the things he says in one of his videos, which was posted Thursday, Why Do Girls Hate Me So Much? 6-minute-long video where he details how he feels when he walks to his classes. He's frustrated earlier in the video about how he thinks he's polite and the so-called ultimate gentleman, but doesn't get a chance by the girls at his school. He's wearing $300 sunglasses. What more
can
it take? He says. He says, quote, "I feel so invisible as I walk through my college because none of the girls there pay attention to me. I see so many beautiful blonde hair, just so many beautiful blonde hair girls walk around everywhere in your revealing shorts, your cascading blonde hair, your pretty faces. And I want one for a girlfriend," Roger says, still looking into the camera. "I'm 22 years old, and I've never had a girlfriend. I'm still a virgin."
It's frustrating, but, you know, I suspect there's a personality issue at play here.
And it has to be.
Really, really tough.
I didn't lose my virginity until I was 22, but I didn't have a problem with that.
Well, thank God he didn't shoot anybody up.
Well, yeah, thank goodness most people don't shoot anybody up over this, because he's not the only guy with this problem, right? There are multitudes of men and women out there, more so men, because it's easier for a woman to have sex with somebody in general. But, you know, there's plenty of people out there that have this problem. They're awkward. They don't connect well with other people in, you know, the opposite sex or other people at all. And they have had no experience whatsoever in dating. And so that makes things even harder, right? You know, if you're 22 years old and you don't, you know, if you've never successfully managed to go on a date, that could make getting that first one all the more of a daunting process. So I can understand his frustration, I guess, but certainly not the level of his frustration. Hey, man, enjoy the girls walking around in their short shorts, you know? You don't have to have one of them in your bed to enjoy, you know, the fact that they're there, right? But it's too late now. He's gone on a shooting rampage. He says he's never had a girlfriend. "I'm still a virgin. I've never had the pleasure of having sex with a girl, kissing a girl. I've never even held a girl's hand. Hell, I don't even have a young girl's phone number in my cell phone. And that's such an injustice because I'm so magnificent. I deserve girls much more than all of those slobs that I see at my college."
So. Okay, well, first off, this is an entitlement mentality. Mm. Do you hear the "I deserve" thing?
Yes.
And when you believe that you deserve something, you are going to be outraged when
you
don't
get
it. And I got to say, I don't think you deserve much. You weren't born deserving anything. Yeah, if you
don't deserve it any more than somebody with a beat up old car rather than a BMW.
Right. You've got no agreement with these any of these women, and they have no agreement with you. They owe you nothing. You owe them nothing. 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 So that's the first place to start. I mean, it's sad that this guy isn't getting good dating advice, I guess, is really what this guy needed. Or let's not forget the possibility that the government has outlawed prostitution, and this may very well have fixed this situation if he could have gone to some reputable place where people are disease checked or whatever, and, you know, just walked in and laid down his money instead of driving out someplace and laying down lead.
I really think that's one of the biggest questions here, is how would that have changed how this young man feels? I mean, because he still might have the frustration of not being able to get a date, you know, that having a prostitute wouldn't necessarily satiate that for him. But at the very least, it would satiate whatever sexual energy this guy has that has been building up and he's been frustrated about. And that might cool him down. More coming up. You share your thoughts.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Phillip. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking crazy tonight here. And in this case, frustration, sexual frustration, frustration of not being able to connect with somebody of the opposite sex in this case for the young man who is 22 years old or was 22 years old. He's dead now. He went on what was described as a shooting rampage. Looks like the numbers are shaking out to... it was a shooting rampage, but some of the dead people include his roommates, which he apparently stabbed to death. So not only did he go on a shooting rampage, he also stabbed people to death. I mean, this guy is so crazy. I actually took a look at his manifesto, which I posted to the Facebook page. It's 140 pages, so I've had, no time whatsoever to look at this thing. But I just jumped down to the end. We'll share some of the excerpts here. It's very disturbing stuff here in moments.
You can get bitcoins by going to cashintocoins.com. You've probably been hearing about bitcoins. They've been in the news quite a bit. As a matter of fact, they're getting a little news, a little more news now that they're kind of ramping up, it seems, for another rush. But you can get them at cashintocoins.com. So bitcoins are an international currency that allow you to send and receive money on the internet for no money, no cost, or virtually no cost, depending on the situation. And they're really going to revolutionize, in my opinion, the whole money transfer system. Because currently, it can be a lot of money to send money around the world in different places. Now you can do it for pennies or less with bitcoins. So go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, completely legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, a check, or a wire transfer. They make it easy for you over to cashintocoins.com. As a matter of fact, there's no fee at all for orders under $40. They want you to get a little bit of Bitcoin. See what it's like. Possess some for yourself. It's cashintocoins.com.
Photos from his Facebook profile are being revealed. Another Blaze story has some, you know, pictures into this young man's life. What was life like for him? Again, he's, you know, driving this fancy BMW. He's the son of a second unit director on the Hunger Games.
Complaining how life is so bad for him because...
Apparently his terrible life included the attending a Katy Perry private concert at one point. It was the Hunger Games premiere in 2012. He traveled the world in business class. There's a picture of him sitting in a very expensive airplane seat.
It is very easy to feel entitled when you've had things like this your whole life. As a matter of fact, it's easy to move into entitled, at any point. There have been studies on sort of wealthy people, and I don't begrudge anybody their money. I might begrudge you the way you got it, but I don't begrudge you your money.
It's clear money doesn't buy you happiness.
It doesn't. As I understand it, people who are wealthy tend to be a little happier than those that are poor, though.
Well, this guy wasn't. Let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to someone who is not willing to give his name in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm calling in with a sensitive topic. That's why I'm not going to give my name. But I'm kind of similar to this person in that I'm a male in my 20s, and I haven't been laid either. I'm actually 28. And it definitely takes a toll on your confidence. And well, of course, confidence may actually be part of the problem, you know?
Yeah, it could very well be. I mean, do you want to tell us a little bit more about your experiences? I mean, have you successfully gone on a date? I mean, this guy in Santa Barbara, he claims he's never even held hands with another girl.
Yeah, I may have done some of that here and there, like summer camps and stuff, but not so much since the high school days. I mean, I've done some traveling around the world and stuff, and I've noticed that men and women act differently in different countries, too.
Indeed.
I went to Italy, and a lot of the women there were more extroverted, so it's kind of different. I mean, here, even the United States, I mean, Northeastern, men and women act differently than in California and other places. But
I'd say there's a cultural difference. Obviously, there's some, you know, crossover, and there's personalities and things like that. But sure, each vicinity, you know, has its own sort of feel to it.
So how does it go for you? I mean, you're 28 years old. When was the last time you were on a date? How did you get the date?
Actually, I haven't really done dating. I mean, I might have held some hands at just like a spontaneous moment type of thing. I mean, I've had a lot of trouble the past 2 years with mental illness and depression and stuff like that.
Yeah, it can really, it makes it difficult.
I'd like to wrap this around to your previous topic about the guns thing and that stuff. And I mean, I've basically taken on my own responsibility to not own a gun. I mean, if I owned one, I mean, there's a possibility I wouldn't exist anymore. And
Why, because of suicide?
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunately an easy way out if someone has that thing around. And I definitely support other people's rights to own firearms, but if a person thinks they have depression or mental illness, then they might want to relinquish that right from themselves.
There's a guy that walks around here in Keene, New Hampshire. I haven't seen him in a couple of years, but that doesn't mean he's not here. He got low one time and decided that he was going, you know, it was over a girlfriend or ex-girlfriend at the time or whatever the situation was, but decided that a .44 Magnum would solve his problems. In fact, what it did was, give him more problems. It, messed up his jaw and his face and that kind of thing, but he didn't kill himself. And, it's... It isn't the best solution, I can assure you.
So just to further explore a little bit here, when I asked you about, you know, dating somebody, you said you haven't been on a date. I mean, have you tried to acquire a date? Have you, you know, used online dating services, you know, et cetera?
I should probably try that out. It might help to break the ice a little bit more. I mean,
yeah, it definitely would. Putting effort in is the first thing that you've got to do, right? I mean, you don't...
It's easier than it ever has been, too.
Right. In sales, in the sales universe, you know, every no is one no closer to a yes. This is an old sales adage, and it's so true. And the same thing's true with selling yourself, which is really what you're doing, on the meat market or offer. If you don't ask, you're not going to get. If you don't ask for the sale, you're never going to, you know, you're never going to close the sale. And it sounds to me like you haven't asked and you haven't even put the feelers out there yet. So, you know, go to OkCupid tonight and start up an OkCupid profile. I mean, number one, that's probably one of the most popular dating websites, and it's completely free. So thank you for the call. I wish you the best, and thanks for not shooting anyone. Really appreciate that. Thank you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Joe in Grand Rapids. You're on Free Talk Live. OkCupid's a great site. It's easy to use, and there's a bunch of people on there. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I think this is the... at least in this particular case, I mean, everybody's got their issues, but the end result of the society where everybody gets a trophy and, you know, no, you can't lose, and parents give everything to their kids. When they become adults, they realize, you know, it's, you know, I got the best clothes and the nicest car when I'm 18 years old, but, you know, that doesn't help my personality. And they never learned that sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, whether it's sports or women or anything, you know. And that's
it does make you wonder in this case whether this is, you know, this entitlement mentality that's obvious in this kid.
Where'd
it come from?
He sounds very bitter. And it's like he, I guess it seems like the people he grew up around, it's like he felt like he deserved the blonde-haired, beautiful model or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
that's what it sounds like,
You know, and it's, that's part of our... as part of becoming an adult, growing up, you know, you learn that sometimes your team loses, sometimes the girl doesn't like you, sometimes, you know, whatever. And I think that as a culture, we're getting away from that because, you know, apparently, you know, everything is free, I guess. You know, that's the way people act nowadays. So that's just my opinion.
Joe, thank you. Thank you for sharing your opinion. We do appreciate hearing from you tonight here on Free Talk Live. There's enough time for your call with your thoughts here. We've got this crazed shooter in Santa Barbara. He is dead. He claims he's a gentleman. He says that he's
stabbed three people and shot seven more.
Stabbed his male roommates to death. He shot a couple girls on school campus. Mm-hmm. Other people are injured. Seven are dead at this point in total. And he claims because he was lonely. But there's more to this guy. And there's a lot more in this 140-page manifesto.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial, 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900. Revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecretone.com. Again, that's www.obamasecretone.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450. Free.
Moments remain here. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype on into the show here tonight by using username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request. It will be approved. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the AMP program. Listeners like you getting behind the show for $5 a month. And, by the way, right now, for the next several months, actually, we're doing matching contributions, meaning that if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com, not only do you get all the great perks that you get as an amplifier, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only brand-new Facebook group for Free Talk Live amplifiers, and more, but you also will have your money doubled. So you do $5 a month, and we've got generous contributors who are going to pony up $5 as well. So that's $10 a month coming into Free Talk Live that we can use to help get on more radio stations around the country. We're now on over 145 radio stations coast to coast and beyond, thanks to listeners like you. And also it allows us to do online advertising to try to bring in people who are searching for, say, talk radio, just something generic like that, just doing a Google search for talk radio. We want them to find Free Talk Live. So we've been doing Google AdWords. So that's, again, something that your $5 a month goes to. So when you join the AMP program, it's $5 a month. You get all kinds of perks. We get an extra $5 from the matching contributors. So if you do $10, we're going to get an extra $10 from those matching contributors. And as an added bonus, starting within the last week, we've been offering the Bitcoin matching. Or I guess Bitcoin refund, I guess if you want to call it that. Bitcoin back.
Yeah, Bitcoin back.
You get Bitcoin back if you want. You send $5 a month, or you sign up for the first $5, and that $5 comes back to you in the form of Bitcoin. All you have to do is send me your Bitcoin address when you sign up for the Free Talk Live AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. That's it. You go, you sign up. No, we want you to stay on for more than a month. This shouldn't be an excuse for you to get some Bitcoin, you know, with no transaction cost. We'd like you to stay behind the show. And by the way, there's another additional point that's worth making here, and that is if you are a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier, you can get the brand new shiny badge with the Free Talk Live logo on it. We've talked about shinybadges.com a lot here on Free Talk Live, and they're really cool, beautiful, high-quality badges. And, like, you can call it a pin as well if you wanted to. They're very, very nice. We've got the Free Talk Live logo one now. On the back side, it's engraved, Platinum Amplifier. We've only got 100 of these
and
things.
Those are the only ones that are going to say that.
We've only got 100, and 10 of them are gone already. So if you are a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier, whether you sign up tonight or you currently are a Platinum or you upgrade to Platinum, just email me your shipping address and we'll get one of these things out to you. They are exclusive, one time only. There's only 100 of these things, and once they're gone for good. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us out. We sure do appreciate that. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Donovan is in North Carolina. We've been talking about the crazed shooter who killed multiple people in the Santa Barbara area, allegedly, and now he himself is dead, all supposedly because he couldn't have sex with anyone. He couldn't even go on a date. He's never held hands with anyone else, he says. Go ahead, Donovan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
I went and watched this guy's video during one of the commercial breaks, and
okay.
I do not think that sexual frustration will lead a man to do this. This guy is clearly a psycho. He has some serious entitlement issues and self-image issues, and most likely had a very rough childhood. So that's what I think the issue is here.
Well, I wouldn't disagree, but I there have been psychiatrists that have sort of positive and done some studies. It's difficult to know for sure, but that mental health can go up where for mental health can go down for males that aren't receiving some kind of physical touch.
Sure, that's true for anybody. But I think it's an issue of someone who's already has a lot of psychological issues.
Oh, yeah.
Sexual frustration has enhanced that. Because,
now, what was it that did you see? Did he say something specifically about his childhood that was traumatic? Because there's, by the way, this 140-page manifesto does start with a timeline, age 0 to 5. So presumably, somebody who has the time to read through this 140-page might learn a thing or two about some of his childhood experiences. But did he say something in the video about that?
I only watched the very last video where he was sitting in his car, rather nice-looking car, talking about how he's going to go on a rampage the next day and get his revenge on these women for not being attracted to him. And you know, sexual frustration can be a difficult thing to deal with. I've had to deal with it in the past, and it's not pleasant, but sexual frustration on its own is not going to lead someone to do this. He's clearly he clearly has some other psychological issues that played into this.
Donovan, thanks for the analysis. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I have linked to this full 140-page manifesto on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. You can dig into this if you want. He's claiming in his videos that he's such a gentleman that he doesn't understand why it is that women are not interested in him. He's got pretty clothes. He's got $300 sunglasses. He's got a fancy BMW. He's not an ugly young man. He can't understand it. He claims he's such a gentleman, such a nice guy. But yet when you actually look at this, you look at this manifesto, I'm just looking at the last couple pages here. Let me give you an excerpt. Women are like a plague, he says. They don't deserve to have any rights. Their wickedness must be contained in order to prevent future generations from falling
future
to
generations.
Falling to degeneracy. Women
apparently
are vicious.
Apparently doesn't know how generations occur.
Women are vicious, evil, barbaric animals, and they need to be treated as such, he says. He goes on to suggest the first strike, he says, against women will be to quarantine all of them in concentration camps. At these camps, the vast majority of the female population will be deliberately starved to death, he says. That would be an efficient and fitting way to kill them all off. I would take great pleasure and satisfaction in condemning every single woman on earth to starve to death. I would have an enormous tower built just for myself where I can oversee the entire concentration camp and gleefully watch them all die. Now, in italicized, he says, if I can't have them, no one will.
Now, that'll fix everything, won't it?
Let's go to Brian. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Go ahead, Brian.
How are you guys this evening? I was listening a little bit earlier, and I was just curious about these guys who decided that it would be a brilliant idea to walk into a family restaurant brandishing firearms across their chest. I mean, the news media has made a non-assault weapon out to be an assault weapon, and I'm not sure what cause they thought that they were going to advance by that.
As a
retired lieutenant colonel from the Army, I now work in the oil and gas industry down here in South Texas, and firearms are respected and loved. I collect firearms like some people might collect toy trains, but you know, I collect them to hunt, to entertain myself, to target practice with, but I'm not sure what cause they thought they might advance, because I have a permit to carry even here in the state of Texas. And if somebody walked in a restaurant and I'm sitting there and I'm having a nice dinner, walks in there with a AR-15 strapped across his chest, I might be the one in jail, because I might have been the one to pull my sidearm and put a hole in his head. I mean, I don't know what caused
it. I wonder about this. I really do. This is my biggest concern about this whole situation is these guys looked like, for all the world to me, like a threat.
Sure did.
Absolutely. I would see a weapon as a man walking into a restaurant where you're sitting there, not a sidearm, not something you have holstered, not something you have for self-protection, but you bust up in a restaurant where people are trying to have a nice dinner, and you look at the front door, and the waitress is looking at two guys with rifles strapped across their chest. In the state of Texas, I don't really know. I honestly to God don't know how they walked out of there in the first place.
Fact is, they had the opposite of their intended effect. They were supposedly, you know, standing up for gun rights and exercising their rights, and I support exercising your right to open carry. I really do. It's just you go into somebody's private business. You go into someone's private business, and you make that your activism stage. You've crossed the line.
That's the wrong
place. It's totally inappropriate.
It's totally inappropriate. I'm a member of the NRA. I fully respect gun rights. If you are legally able to carry a weapon, I believe it is your constitutional right to do so, and I would fully expect that you do so.
I believe it's your constitutional right to carry a weapon, even if you're not legally able to.
That's true. Hey, Brian, thanks for your call tonight.
No worries. All right. No,
hey, thanks for the call, dude. I really.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Appreciate it. All right.
I understand what he means when he says this. It's like, you know, there's the people that are still legally allowed to carry weapons are probably, you know, right smack dab in the middle of the bell curve. It's the outliers that can't.
By the way, back to the manifesto real quick here, another excerpt for you. I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of gems in this. Few women, he says, would be spared. Remember, he wants to eliminate the female population. A few women will be spared for the sake of reproduction, he says. These women will be kept and bred in secret labs. There, they will be artificially inseminated with sperm samples in order to produce offspring. Their depraved nature slowly be bred out of them in time, he says. And you can read the rest of it at your leisure. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And go hug somebody, will you? People need that stuff. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.